Proclamation number 6139 of 18th of December, 1954. Become like the children. Become like children. Believe everything I tell you without reservation, for I will only convey purest truth to you, and therefore you need not brood or doubt as soon as you only believe that I myself am addressing you. And you must feel this in your heart, you must feel my words as a loving address which only love can give you. Hence you must feel love, and then you will know that eternal love addresses you, which wants to be loved by you again. But then you can also accept every word without doubt. And if I point out the near end to you and reproach you if you don't lead a right way of life, then you only have to recognize my love in it, which wants to protect you from the worst, from eternal death. I only ever teach you love. And this alone should be enough for you to recognize me myself as love in the words conveyed through the Spirit. For it can only be good or bad forces which address you. All good forces are in contact with me, they act and speak according to my will and are therefore to be regarded as transmitters of that which emanates from me myself. All bad forces, on the other hand, will never preach love to you but always try to influence you to live contrary to divine order, which also includes that they never keep spiritual but always earthly aims before your eyes. But the fact that spiritual forces are at work in the transmission of my word, or spiritually directed thoughts, will be noticed by anyone who seriously examines the content, which reveals profound wisdom and develops a plan of salvation such as only divine love could design. It is nonsensical to assume that a human being thinks up such things himself, because even good intellectual thinking never works flawlessly and the human being would also come across contradictions, which, however, exclude my spiritual transmissions, which can be seen by anyone who seriously examines them. But if it concerns spiritual receptions, only good or bad powers could be concluded. But bad forces can never take hold of a person who wants to serve me, who strives towards me and desires to stand in truth. My nature is still alien to you humans. You cannot measure my infinite love and my unlimited power. You adhere to rigid commandments issued by men and pay too little attention to my commandment of love. But if this alone were important to you, then you would also possess my love. And to possess my love means to be guided by me on all your paths through life and to always be under my protection. For then I will recognize your will to be obedient to me, and then I will also be the father to you who protects his child from every danger. How can you believe that love acts differently, that the father abandons his child to bad forces, which feels connected to the Father and gives its love to him? I am in contact with every person who seriously strives towards me, and he can also know that he is protected by me, and in particular his soul, which I will not let come to harm as soon as the person trustingly hands himself over to me. The human beings will decide which forces approach him, and whose will I possess, whose soul I also possess. And what is mine also receives my revelations, the pure truth, which only I myself can impart and always will impart to those who love me and keep my commandments. Amen.